Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. I'm a little out of breath. I was singing and dancing to that one.
Yeah, you played that loud. I'd like to see you rock out like that.
You know why I play it loud? I love that song because it has that like crazy harmonizer going really low in it, like the beginning of the Taylor Swift Delicate song. I love that. And there's an Imogen Heap song called Hide and Seek that is all harmonizer. And it's like a keyboard that you play along with yourself, and it takes your voice and puts it in all the notes. It's a super cool effect, and she's using it on that. It's really low, but when you turn it up loud, oh, there it is. So that's a keyboard that's putting all those notes
but
in.
But that, is it similar to the thing that Frampton uses?
No. It's like a, it's, somehow your voice is fed into it, I think, just through the mic input.
I've had it before. I can't remember what it's called right now, but
it's not called
a harmonizer. It's a keyboard that has a mic coming out of it, and you basically sing into this mic, and everything that, you basically press chords, and it'll have
right. So you're singing, and it's hearing you as well, but you're harmonizing by what you're playing on the keyboard. Huh. Super cool.
You pretty much don't even have to sing. You could just say the words.
And it'll put them into those notes. It's really neat.
Right.
It's a super cool
Always in key.
Thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turn it up so you can hear it. It's the low stuff. You hear it? It's really neat. I love that effect. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by America's Tire. Right now, caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to see Shawn Mendes approximately 14 months from now. These are tickets for July of 2019. I'm not kidding. This is, you're going to have to mark a reminder in your calendar. Caller number 9 right now, tickets to see Shawn Mendes. He'll almost be 21 at that point. He'll be in his 20s. This is at Oracle in Oakland, and they're on sale now at Ticketmaster. I assume that's Ticketmaster.com, but caller number 9 gets a pair for free. Isn't everything, right?
Oh, boy.
This Friday and Saturday, visit America's Tire for great Memorial Day deals. Get up to $300 on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire credit.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on out.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
On Alice.
Called Hard to Get By Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
Great music picker, great radio show host.
Ooh,
great hugger.
Oh, great hugger.
She's
I heard her on
hugger.
KCBS this morning.
Doing what?
They're
interviewing her about Bottle Rock. I was like, there's Janie!
And I guess she'll be live from Bottle Rock this afternoon.
She's
right?
at the Jam Pad, the Jam Sellers Jam Pad.
Enjoy Jane later today. And check her out if you're going to Bottle Rock.
Like a cat and a mouse. From door to door and from house to house. Don't you pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
Here's what's happening, everyone. So the Warriors lost last night, unfortunately.
Boom. You got to break into my song for that.
The Rockets. Go up in the series now.
We're in a must-win situation.
Yeah.
What?
Let's see here. So it looks like the Cavs play tonight against your Celtics.
And are they tied as well?
No, they are not. Boston leads that series 3-2.
Oh, boy. Damn.
But you guys will be at Bottle Rock. You won't be watching.
Mm-mm. John will tape it.
I'll watch that.
Yeah.
The McCutcheons are coming over, so we'll be just hanging out.
Oh.
So I'll watch some of that. I'll cheer it. I'll send you guys texts. You don't want it spoiled.
You can send them to me. I could care less. Don't text John.
Well,
though.
If you don't care less, then why bother?
Well, I'll be able to lord it over John that I know something. So that would be helpful. Mm-mm-mm.
You do care.
Yeah, I could care less. I just don't have the energy to.
You do care. That was funny.
You do care.
Very good. I like it. Anyway, The least appealing food term. So on the list are things like sustainably sourced, parent approved.
I don't mind those things.
Low-cal.
Low-cal, I'm down. I'm like, oh, low-cal, let me have a look at that. Let me taste that.
Gluten-free.
Oh, yeah, that annoys me.
But the least appealing food term is...
Is it organic?
Vegan.
Oh, vegan.
No, organic's not even on the list.
You know...
Vegan.
There are some good vegan foods. They're just so few and far between. Like, there's a vegan chocolate cake that my friend makes that I'm... It's like, oh, my God, how is...
Is this Marianne?
How is, no, no, Ariane makes it. She's got like a, she's got some vegan streak in her. And
she's kind of vegan?
No, they were vegans for a long time, like really angry vegans. And they're, you know, they're not anymore. They've
you
come
ruined them or what happened?
No, I didn't ruin them.
You just tell her, I'm not going to be friends with someone if you can't calm the hell down about your food?
Yeah, I guess they were, it was before I was close with them. And they finally gave it up. And now they look back on that period of their life like, God, it was like a very angry 20 years.
Wow.
Like they were
20 years.
Well, however long. They were dedicated vegans. But she brought with her some recipes from her vegan days. And this chocolate cake, it's sick. You're like, you can't believe it. I'm like, you're lying about it. I'm the vegan police.
I prefer to eat vegetarian, and yet I don't even like hearing something's vegan.
Yeah, ooh. Sounds like, so it's like wood shavings and,
well,
I don't know,
so
gravel.
That means you can't even have eggs, and you can't even have butter,
nothing,
and you can't
from
have
an animal.
Milk.
Nothing, honey.
Oh, man, so even your cheese sucks.
Yeah, oh, there is no such a thing.
Right.
Duh. Yeah, that's not cheese. That's like, it's just sort of
whatever.
Like recycled plastic.
Right.
You know.
So vegan is the least appealing food term, everyone.
I'll go with that. Hooman, do you have a less appealing food term? You love all those things. You're psyched if you hear that's that. That's what it is.
I mean, I don't like the, you know, what's the, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, they say no MSG. Mm-hmm. I don't like MSG.
Monosodium.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's also, when people say they're doing a raw food thing, that's pretty unappealing.
Some of that's pretty good, too.
Some of it's pretty good.
It's just that you got to sort through all the
bad
stuff.
But it makes you think, like, remember, who was that kid that used to come on our show?
Like,
he was like the raw. Yeah.
Something
the
like that.
The raw chef guy, and he was all, well, what we do is we put our pizza crust up on the roof of the building and have the sun cook them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so birds crap on your food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really? Yeah. You're putting it out in the,
and bugs land on it.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
you know,
really?
All manner of, you know, city dust gets on it. Boy, that sounds good. But he did bring in some pretty tasty food. He did these.
All right.
He did these like nut pastes that were delicious.
Yeah, some of that stuff works. Yeah. Pretty good.
But overall, black.
So here's
make it go away.
Raw food.
Let's cook that.
Do you eat these foods like a normal person or a weirdo? So there's just a couple here.
Oh, do I have to say how I eat it?
Yeah.
So
how do you?
You
eat
won't
it?
Tell me what
do
the right answer is.
Do you pour your dressing on your salad or keep it on the side for dipping?
It depends. If I'm at home, I'll just dress it myself. I don't like a lot of dressing, so I don't like when they saturate it. But even, you know what, though? Even if I order it on the side, I put it on my salad.
Right, of course you do. So 92% of people pour it on their salad. Do you eat ribs with your hands or a knife and a fork?
My hands.
Right. Only 14% go knife and fork.
Yeah, that's why they give you the wet wipes.
Right.
I mean, granted, I have barbecue sauce on my fingernails the rest of the day.
Right.
But if I need a snack, bonus.
But you ordered ribs knowing what you were getting yourself into.
Wasn't my first time with ribs.
With pizza, do you eat the pointy end first or the crust?
Pointy, of course.
Of course.
I need a handle.
Come on.
I mean, hello.
What are you?
I might not even eat the crust.
If you start on the crust,
there's something wrong with you.
I think I got to turn away from you. Like, what are you doing?
Sometimes, though, people do eat the least appealing thing on their plate first to get it out of the way. So maybe someone's like, you know what? I want every bite to be totally covered in cheese. I'm gonna eat the crust first and get a little bit of cheese on each bite. I could see that as a mentality, but
it's dumb.
I feel like just don't eat the crust. If you don't like the crust, just don't eat it.
If you have Chef Boyardee ravioli, do you heat it up or eat it straight out of the can cold?
I do not eat that.
Ever.
Ugh.
Only 5% prefer it cold.
Yeah. Well, they're just lazy. They don't actually prefer
it
cold.
My buddy, I told you this before, my friend John Curta, I would go to pick him up for whatever, and he would come out of the house. You know, we both had these leather jackets where we could fit like a 12er in the thing.
Cool.
But absolutely. But he would come out with a can of some kind of cold whatever and a can opener and a spoon in
his
pocket.
Oh, a snack for later.
And he would just crack it open right there in the
car. Well, you need something to throw up.
You know how that smells?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah, there's nothing about Chef Boyardee that I enjoy. When I was a little kid, I remember eating, like, you know the spaghetti and meatballs? I used to love those little meatballs. And then I, like, 10 years went by, I'm like, oh, Chef Boyardee, I love this. And I bought some and went, oh, my God, this tastes like throw up. Like, I can't have this.
Throw up.
It does. It has that, like, acidic.
You know what I'm talking about,
totally,
right?
Totally.
Yeah, it's that bogus. Like, did someone regurgitate this? This is disgusting. But kids love it.
Sure, kids.
They'll eat anything.
Or nothing. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I meant to get to some stories, and we just didn't.
I'm
sorry about that, everyone.
Well, I had to sing, you know.
It's Friday.
I know. The whole day.
And it's a Bottle Rock Friday, no less.
And a three-day weekend Friday.
And a Village Friday.
Oh, Village. I'm so glad you're here.
Village is
Village.
Here.
He is wicked excellent.
He is wicked excellent.
Yeah.
Actually, he got a lot of nice compliments. Well, I better double check before I send him there. But so far, people have been very nice on the Instagram pic you posted of him. And
I'm sorry the cameras aren't on today. You can't see him. He's adorable.
408, what are you, from the 70s? Where's this term? Can I keep stay by the button in case this term isn't okay? Sarah.
Yara.
If Village pulls some trim this weekend.
Say that. I think so.
Okay.
Because it's such an archaic term, one knows what it is.
What is that from, the 70s?
I don't know. I mean.
I never even said that.
Yeah.
And I've said some
I've heard that,
stuff.
But yeah, not recently.
If Village pulls
No, he can't. Don't say it again. No, he can't bring them home with him.
He can't?
No, but he can crash there. I mean, if you can find a place to stay at Bottle Rock, I've got a pass for you for tomorrow. So.
Why can't he? But
no, yuck. I don't want that to happen. Please.
What's so yucky?
You what? I would never do that. Yeah, of course you wouldn't. Yeah, I don't want some person at my house.
Come on.
No, not having it.
I totally, 415 says, I totally asked for a pic of Village. He's hot.
He's kind of hot. He's
probably,
got some hotness to him.
I'm probably not
pictures.
His type, though. Oh. I'm a guy.
Oh.
LOL.
Well, you know, it's never too late, Village.
No.
The chick thing hasn't worked out all that well.
Yeah. You don't know.
I know you. What a bitch I am.
Sarah, no rain in Napa this morning.
Oh. Well, great. That means it'll happen later.
Or maybe not at all. Prince OD'd on fentanyl, says 408.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, there's been like 750 overdoses of fentanyl in the last year in California. Like, what? Where is this even coming from?
408 says, Push It was a hit in the summer of 87.
All right.
And that is the summer
Push
I spent
real good.
In Tijuana.
Well, you would have been 18 then.
Yeah, and I had moved down to San Diego at that point, so we were jumping over the border 3 nights a week.
Got to go where the
where you
the
can
drinks
buy.
Flow.
Right, is exactly right.
Hi, Vinny.
Hi.
I can't tell if Vinny's annoyed with me or he's just like, I give up.
Hey, Hooman, you worry about driverless cars, but how many times have people followed GPS routes that ended at a lake? People rely too much on technology, period.
Yeah, so let's just give up.
I don't
go
know
with
how
it
that's
completely.
A shot at me. He could have just addressed that to all of us.
Well, I don't know, but I think
no one knows. Great text.
I think that
we are punchy.
Yeah, why are you so punchy?
The person says, "Hey, Hooman, you know, driverless cars, technology. Listen, you guys were just as much for the whole driverless car. I was just against it.
I
don't know why that's addressed to me."
415 says, the driverless cars will protect the occupants first. Very simple, Huey.
So the little kid's going to get killed.
Well, that stupid little kid shouldn't jump out in traffic.
Stay out of the street. And where are your parents, boy?
Yes.
Where
stop
are
looking
your parents?
Stop looking at your phone.
Right.
We got to teach our kids. Watch out for the world. It's going to get you.
Well, and, you know,
And when the lawsuits start coming, then what?
But think about it. That's happening now.
Yeah.
People are horrible drivers, too. People are texting and driving and crashing into crap regularly.
Right.
So
I'd rather have someone texting in a driverless car.
Sure.
At least I feel like the driverless car is doing the job that it was programmed to do.
And then I can use both my hands to do stuff with.
Gross.
I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did.
God, you have a filthy mind.
No, I know. No, I don't.
Yes,
I don't. You knew exactly what you were saying.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Oh,
well,
my God.
I did know what I was saying, and I also know what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
I can text, and I can read, and I can do other things.
Mm-hmm. Top of mind, I'm sure. It's 1 o'clock.
925 says, did I miss the Friday montage again?
You did. I'm sorry. We did it at 7. We didn't even mean to do it at 7. It just happened.
You asked me for the song. That's when it started.
When Jesus says, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Ebola.
Don't touch your friends.
No eating something.
I took a pill and a pizza.
All right. So we're going to break and we'll be back after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.